Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You understand the work that he's put in every single year, the success that he's had. And, I mean, he's been a winner. That's what he's been his entire career. He's won games. He's been in playoff games, and he's won those. And so for us, we understand that we want to win a Super Bowl. We want to get one for him and put that on his resume because he deserves it.
Touchdown, Kansas City!
Chiefs Kingdom. Arrowhead pride, let's roll, baby. Competition terrified. Coach Reed, Travis Kelce, Tyree, Chris Jones, Tyron Matthew, Patrick Mahomes, United.
Wow. That's ridiculous. Nice, Kembo, finding that one.
Nice.
Mully and Haw, the score. And let's get down to Super Bowl 54. We're delighted to welcome in Cody Tapp. He is he joins us on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline, Alpamonte Ford in Melrose Park, and he is with 610 Sports in Kansas City, where the great Danny Parkins came from. And, well, he came from here, but he worked there.
Via Kansas City, though.
Yeah, thank you.
And We loaned him there for a couple years.
Yeah, but we have him back, so
we have him
hands
back.
Off. Cody, welcome to the program. How are you this
Hi,
morning?
Cody.
I'm doing well, guys. How are you?
We're living the dream here, and I guess Miami is hot. It's nice. The weather's good, and you got a Super Bowl coming up. I got to tell you, I'm still stunned that the point spread hasn't kind of moved yet, because everyone we talk to is picking the Chiefs, and it doesn't seem like they think the Niners have a shot.
All of that is solely based on the fact that Patrick Mahomes is definitively better than Jimmy Garoppolo. And so everyone's like, well, I mean, clearly the Chiefs are going to win. It's that I actually think these teams are pretty close. I'm surprised the line maybe hasn't moved a point, but I'm not surprised it hasn't moved a ton.
Cody, when you look at the Chiefs, and we always talk about Mahomes, we always talk about the weapons, but I think this game could come down to how well the offensive line handles the 49er pass rush and is able to protect the quarterback. How good is the Chiefs' offensive line?
It's pretty good. I mean, I wouldn't call it great or anything, but it's pretty good. The best part about it is, obviously, they have four guys who can rush the passer. But Mitchell Schwartz can essentially eliminate one of the two big guys. Either Bosa or Dee Ford can be eliminated from the game from Schwartz alone. And I know that sounds a bit maybe overzealous, but in 90 pass rush snaps this postseason, Mitchell Schwartz has allowed exactly one pressure. So I feel like he can completely wipe one guy off. And then the rest of the guys can kind of fill in. Fisher, their offensive line is much worse. I know the Chiefs still kind of laugh at themselves for Fisher being their number one overall pick. But the simple reality is they're way better without him than they were without him. So truth is, they're pretty good. I think they can handle it okay, but some of that will just have to be Mahomes making the difference.
I thought it was interesting to hear Frank Clark. Now, Frank Clark, anytime he talks, it's interesting. But he said he's not too fond of Dee Ford. So that's kind of curious, right? They're not going to face off against each other, but apparently he was Dee Ford, of course, was traded out of town because he's the bad guy. He jumped off sides, and Frank Clark didn't care for it.
The weird part is that had nothing to do with Frank Clark. He wasn't on the team when Dee Ford jumped off sides. And then he might have ended up on the team because Dee Ford jumped off sides. Say he doesn't jump off sides and they go to the Super Bowl and win. Does Dee Ford get traded?
Probably not.
Like, I don't. It's so bizarre. It actually started before this week, too. He said it before the AFC title game. He didn't say directly Dee Ford, but he made like a comment in a press conference saying being off sides is inexcusable and made a very big point of it. And seeing how he wears Dee Ford's number of what he wore in Kansas City, it didn't seem like it was that far for any of us to make that jump.
Joined by Cody Tapp from 610 Sports in Kansas City, covers the Chiefs down in Miami. Cody, you've been down there all week. We've seen a lot of Patrick Mahomes. We've heard a lot from Andy Reid. But overall, how would you describe the way the entire Chiefs team has handled the spotlight and handled this week so far?
Well, really well. They are confident. So if you're saying, well, they seem like they're a little too comfortable, they are. They are incredibly comfortable. And nobody said anything other than, you know, Frank Clark taking down the entire 49ers team, which, by the way, he did going into the Titans game, too, and certainly backed up his talk when they held down Henry. Everyone else has done fine. Mahomes will never, ever get caught saying something he's not supposed to. Matter of fact, you could probably put a stopwatch to every answer he gives in some press conference, and if it goes over 17 seconds, I'd be stuck. He is very careful and deliberate with his words. And everyone else is kind of like they're in a good mood. The only two guys you worry about saying something that people might garner attention are probably Clark and Matthew. And both those guys like kind of like talking anyway.
Help us out. When we watch all this stuff and we're monitoring everything, has there been any breaking news? Is there any football news going on? Is there any injury information or anything pertaining to the game? Every time I try to Google Super Bowl news, I get ticket prices going up.
No, it just kind of seems like everybody's fine. The Chiefs are perfectly healthy. They had an illness last week, but nobody's more hurt than ever. You know, we've asked Chris Jones a couple times how he's feeling. He's like, oh, I'm back. I'm good. The calf injury's good. Like, he feels fine, so there's been no update there. Same with the 49ers. So I don't think there's anything that's going to change between the two teams. So I guess no one's gotten in trouble. That's probably the best sign. It is Miami. That wouldn't be that hard. You know, Danny's old co-host last night was tweeting from the strip club at like 1 a.m. So it's easy enough to get in trouble in Miami. So let's face that reality now. But
was Danny tweeting back?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. Danny's got his hands full too, I think.
Yeah,
so.
He does.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he does. Yeah. So Cody, when you talk about Patrick Mahomes being very careful in 17-second sound bites, I think everybody understands how polished he is. Andy Reid seems like he would be a fun guy to be around, but is that sort of just the outsider's perception? What's it like to be around Andy Reid on a regular basis and cover him daily?
He's got a better sense of humor than I think sometimes people give him credit for. And when he's in a good mood, you know, obviously he'll make those cheeseburger jokes or whatever. When he's in a good mood, he really is kind of fun to be around. It's a lot like how players talk about it. In all the, like, you know how it is in media. We got plenty of bad things to say about lots of people. Someone tips us for an interview once and we make a big deal about it. Andy has never, I don't hear a single member of the media say something bad about Andy. So it's a lot like the players. Everyone just kind of universally loves him. And that sounds easy enough, but I don't know. He just kind of gets along with everybody. And occasionally, you know, he might get frustrated. And there was a time a couple of years ago when he got sick of answering Marcus Peters' question that he said, I feel like I'm sick of being pummeled with questions. And we joked about it a little. But that's about as far out of line as he gets. So I just think he's one of those universally loved guys, whether you're a player or a media member.
I thought George Kittle said something really interesting earlier in the week when he was talking about their offense, and really it applies to their defense. He basically said that their whole goal on offense is to initiate contact, that they want their offensive line to be across the line and hit rather than start in some sort of pass framing mode. So they obviously are a running team, and as a result, they're able to move the line of scrimmage. How do you combat that? How will the Chiefs? All we talk about in this game is essentially what Patrick Mahomes is going to do, but he's not going to be playing defense. So how do you handle an offensive line that comes at you, a fullback that runs you down the way they do? And obviously they have a very explosive running back, but he's running through holes that are, you know, pretty damn big.
I think that's where the sub signing actually comes into play.
Mm.
Like he's one of the best guys on the line at just holding the edge. Like, actually doing, you know, not that the other guys are bad about it, but he's really good at doing his job and making sure that kind of stuff doesn't fall through the cracks. The other part is they are a more physical defense than they have been in a very long time. They were finesse, bend, don't break, and there's still some bend, don't break to this defense that sometimes it makes you a little bit nervous. But I think a lot of what they're going to have to do is what they've done all season. Let Tyrann Mathieu solve the problems for you. Spagnuolo said a couple of times, he'll, like, be live in a game and watch Mathieu start going through the play. He's like, what are you doing? What are you doing? That's not where you're supposed to be. And then Mathieu will make the play, and he's like, well, can't yell at him now. I mean, got the job done. So problem solved. And I think a lot of it is that. You just got to kind of give him free reign to pick up the problems beyond. But they're going to need the defensive line to play really well. They actually, weirdly enough, Mike Pinnell who only played about half the games this season, the Chiefs averaged giving up about 150 yards per game when Pinnell was not in game, and 98 when he was. So, like, as much as I would just mention a name to you that means nothing to you in the game, a factor in this might actually be Mike Pinnell. Like, you wouldn't have thought, who the hell's that guy? Like, how would he have any difference in this game? Why didn't you say Chris Jones or Frank Clark? But he might actually legitimately have a plan there. But also, Spagnuolo said they can't sell out on the run, and they can't. Because I think right. the 49ers are going to pass more than people think. Because and Shanahan's not stupid. He knows he's going to have to put up points to beat the Chiefs.
Cody, when you look at the Chiefs' offense, we know a lot about the scheme because Matt Nagy brought Andy Reid's offense to Chicago. And so we know about what it's like to have a game plan where you don't even bother to run the football. Maybe you just don't go into a game worried about establishing the run. How much do you think the Chiefs will try to establish the run against a 49ers team to maybe, for whatever reason, maybe just get things going, maybe reduce the game? Will they even bother, or will they start come out trying to throw?
Throw. I mean, to hell with it. Honestly, the running back, David Williams has had a decent postseason carry-wise. But Patrick Mahomes has outgained him on the ground. Like, he's been pretty good for carry, but Patrick Mahomes has more rushing yards, and I don't see it changing. You're right about Andy. Andy got accused of that because he'd have a really good running back in Brian Westbrook, or even here, when he first got here, he'd have Jamal Charles, and be like, God, give him the ball, please. He's really good. He's one of your most talented players, but now your most talented player is your quarterback. And he's one of the best throwers in the league, if not the best. And I think what happened is, like, Nagy, you know, when he gets in trouble with, like, Trubisky, is what would Andy did. Like, he'd have okay quarterbacks, and he'd just keep throwing, and eventually that'd get him in trouble. With Mahomes, he can't really get in trouble with that strategy. So while other guys have left and have tried to employ it, it just works better for Andy now because he has Patrick Mahomes.
What level of hysteria is there in Kansas City? It's been 50 years, and obviously Mahomes is a unbelievable star. People must be going crazy.
The whole town. I was covering sports when the Royals won it in 15, and this does feel dialed up, and they had to wait 30 years for that one, not 50. It's nuts. It's the entire town. It is consumed, as you know, and good God, I mean, the amount of people who, like, come out of the woodworks just to try to have a conversation. It's one of those, you can't walk down the street more than 4 seconds of that, which is great. Not just for me, I mean for everybody. It has consumed the entire city, which is the best possible scenario in our line of work, but also it's exciting. You know, when we go back and look at those photos of the World Series parade, I think they estimated 800,000 people in Kansas City.
Wow.
For that. I'd guess if the Chiefs won, there'd be 1.4 million in our downtown. So, like, it's enough to make it feel like it's an absolute scene. I think people are really chomping at the bit. This 2 weeks is a really long time to wait.
So, Cody, when people win in Chicago, when teams win in Chicago, the bandwagon fills up and people sit in their familiar seats. If you're a celebrity, there's the Belushi, there's Cusack, there's Bill Murray. When Kansas City wins, when the Chiefs excite the city, who are there celebrities from Kansas City that are familiar faces around Chiefs games?
Yeah, the ones that people mention the most are the guys from, like, the Big Click stuff, which is Paul Rudd, Jason Sudeikis, Eric Stonestreet, and David Koepner. They do a charity thing for Children's Mercy out here in Kansas City every year. So they are the elite. Like, Paul Rudd was in the locker room after the AFC title game, and somebody convinced him into doing the, like, look at us. Who would have believed, you know, the gift from Twitter. And so those guys are all pretty familiar. The only other, like, so there aren't a ton of, like, super famous Kansas City fans. The only other one that stands out is Henry Cavill. So we got Superman on our side. But other than that, I mean, the guys that people talk about the most are all those guys who are local, because Rudd, Sudeikis, those guys are all from KC. So I think people are just kind of used to seeing them around.
Hey, thanks a ton, Cody. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Cody. Have fun down there.
Of course. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, stay away from Danny's old co-host, if that's exactly what he's up to. You want to keep your nose clean.
They have Superman on their side. And that, Patrick Mahomes.
The name of that song is Chiefs Kingdom Coming. And who's the artist?
No clue.
Oh, there's no artist.
Chiefs Kingdom
no
Coming?
Artistry.
Coming, with an N and an apostrophe.
It doesn't say that.
So
it's
not like Christian rock,
here,
is it?
When I'm looking at it.
Is that like?
It's. I think it is probably Christian rock.
Okay.
It's a very...
Well, no, wait, not with Andy Reid referenced.
Yeah, he's Coach Reid. And okay. I heard Kelsey. I think they've mentioned everyone's name.
Patrick Mahomes. There we go. Catchy.
That's ridiculous. It's Foley and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 of the Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.